This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, that's right. In the chat room, they're saying you got to love live radio. Good evening, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. If you see me shooting it, it came from Ammunition Depot. And I'm about to have to order some more. Because we got some new stuff today. But that's all beside the point. Also welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapon Systems. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Yeah. Yeah. And, well, let's open it with this anyway, okay? Anybody who's listened to me long enough knows that I am sponsored by Agency Arms. And now, of course, I'm also sponsored by Primary Weapon Systems. And they have a collaboration that's out there that broke it at SHOT Show last year, this past January, and is only just now making it out into the open, called the Classified. Now, this is truly a hybrid weapon, and I'm holding it up for the camera, which I know people listening on radio get no benefit from it whatsoever. But, I mean, the bones of this rifle begin with Primary Weapon Systems. But then they also borrow from the sister company Bootleg Inc. on a couple of things like the rail. It's been a while since I have seen an AR like this one, because this AR does not have a forward assist. It is a very lightweight gun, direct impingement. It has something called the dead air pyro on the end of it. But that also comes off. And we picked this up today, and we're shooting video about it as we speak. Well, not as we speak, because I'm doing this right now, so I can't be shooting video. Comes with transparent magazines that are sort of cool. They also, the transparent magazine even has a rendition of a burette on the bottom of it. Quite an interesting rifle. And like I said, no forward assist. So you'll be hearing more about that as time goes on. That, by the way, is called the Classified. Coming up next from them will be the NOC, the Not Officially Classified. But anyway. Okay, in the chat room, they're saying a special SC Senate committee is scheduled for public hearings on gun issues. I don't know about that. I'll have to look into that.
And thank you there, Pickens 1200.
I had Chris Bird on the show the other day, and he has sent me a copy of his book. And this is going to be a good read, but the book, of course, came to my attention thanks to the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Anybody out there, any American out there knows who Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were, because they also were at a place that we also know the name of, Columbine. But very few of you have ever heard of Joel Myrick or Tracy Bridges or Joe Zamudio, three armed citizen heroes who ran to, not from, the gunfire of mass murders. The near instantaneous defensive response made possible by arming potential victims, which is to say the public, is something that doesn't happen in the gun prohibitionist make-believe world. So it's fortunate that Chris Bird has written a book detailing, through a crime reporter's eye, just how it did happen in one mass killing after another. And he fills in the details deliberately omitted in mainstream media reports, like the life-saving actions of Myrick, which was Pearl, Mississippi, in 1997, Bridges, Appalachian School of Law, 2002, Zamudio, Tucson, 2011, many others. Lessons have not been lost on law enforcement either, and education agencies, which have adopted remedies ranging from the ground-up Argyle School District Armed Staff Program in rural North Texas to Ohio's FASTER course. FASTER training of school staff is a collaboration between private schooling, shooting school, Tactical Defense Institute, and Ohio gun rights group, the Buckeye Firearms Association. As in the Argyle School District, school boards and administrators provide the local impetus to provide school security. Psychiatrist Dr. Robert Young, DRGO's chief editor, provided some expert commentary for Bird on the effects of stress on recall of the crucial details of the shooting. And what you have here with this book that's come from Chris Bird is you've got collaborations going on as the book was written so that Chris Bird could get a lot of highly accurate information together and put it out there. This educational stuff that he's sticking out there will just be good to have it out there, but it's going to fall on deaf ears in a lot of times. It's going to fall on deaf ears for a lot of times. We've had enough of these incidents. Like, for example, Luby's Cafeteria, 1991 in Killeen, Texas. Dr. Susanna Gracia Hupp, she had her handgun in her car in compliance with then-current Texas law, and she got to watch as a mass murderer gunned down her parents. And she told legislators, "I can't begin to get across to you or anybody else what it's like to sit there and wait for it to be your turn. I get very angry right now even thinking about that. Can you imagine not being able to fight back?" Hupp was elected to the Texas legislature, and she led to the successful campaign to enact Texas's right to carry. Some people get out there and do the right things. Dr. John Adine, guest of the show, frequent member of the chat room, he's out there working hard against for the elimination of gun-free zones. Allow qualified citizens with carry permits and possibly further training to carry personal self-defense firearms in schools and hospitals and daycare centers and other preferred hunting zones for the mass killer. So Chris Bird is out there, and he's out there putting the stuff out that nobody else is doing. Nobody else has done this. Not the way he has done it. So, good on these guys. Good on them. But this is just a beginning. This is not the end of it all. This is the beginning of the beginning as we attempt to educate the populace. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. For those of you we're looking to carry concealed, highly concealed, I suggest you look at my newest sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Once you have bought an Alien Gear holster, their warranty is set up as such to where if you, it'll never go bad because it's guaranteed for life. AlienGear.com. Because one of my chat members in here, Pickens 1200, had found something, I decided to check in on this myself. And here we have a moment which could be a learning moment for most of my fellow South Carolinians. We have some gun hearings that are about to happen. These were put together to appease a couple of gun grabbers from the low country of South Carolina. State Senator Gerald Malloy from Darlington and Marlon Kempson from Charleston, both Democrats, both gun grabbers. They want to address a variety of gun-related issues, including expanding the waiting period to buy a firearm, currently 3 days. Well, see, here's where the misinformation comes into play. There is no waiting period to buy a gun anywhere. Maybe in some states, not in South Carolina, but there's not one in South Carolina. In South Carolina, we are straight down the federal law. So it's the instant background check. So right away, now if the instant background check is not fulfilled and you don't come back as a turndown, then in 3 days' time, if they have not turned you down in that time, then you get the gun by default. This is what happened due to a really huge foul-up on the FBI's part and the NICS part in the case of Dylan Roof, the Charleston church shooter. That's not a loophole. Okay, that's not a loophole. Those 3 days are in place because the federal government should not have an open-ended window to where they can say you can or can't have a gun. It's supposed to be instantaneous. And if they'd entered the data correctly, he would not have gotten a gun, and we would have seen what else he could have come up with. Now, Malloy and Kempson unsuccessfully pushed to lengthen the waiting period during the 2016 legislative session. They say that change will give authorities more time to investigate potential red flags found in FBI background checks. Which would they be? Now, Malloy says he expects to hear plenty from both sides, Second Amendment advocates as well as gun violence victims, and any legislation that can pass the GOP legislature must balance the right of responsible residents to own guns and the protection of society from the dangerous mentally unstable, he says. But he said, we're scheduling hearings because it's a pressing issue in our society. We have a committee together that we think will be receptive of the issues of fellow South Carolinians. I may go to that. It's going to be happening starting September 15th. And one of the places they're going to is here in Greenville. So I may go to the one here in Greenville. I need to find out when it is and where. Which might mean that I have to put the show on rebroadcast. But, I mean, any of you in the upstate area are more than welcome to join me there. Because here's the other thing about it. They've got people on there that are holding up signs about 40% of all guns are sold without background checks. That stupid figure comes from a study that was undertaken, gosh, back in the 90s. And it looks at sales years for guns sold prior to the background check system. I'm surprised it's not 80%. It should be much higher than that. And it was 285 respondents. That's not a poll. That's not a study. 285 respondents. Even the people that did it, people that put the study together, have basically disavowed it now because of the method. And if they had actually pursued this Dylan Roof, they could have gone. They have a mechanism in place to go back and get that gun, and they didn't pursue that either. So maybe some of us need to go there and show up and see these legislators and just point some of these things out for them, because they're so intent on grabbing guns that they're not interested in having any sort of information. The other thing that I'd be more than happy to point out to them is that I, as a concealed carry permit holder, don't have to go through any background check. Wow. I'm sure that will stun them a little bit. And so here in South Carolina, I don't know what the incidents. I think we may have about 300,000 permit holders. So if every one of them buy a gun per year, we may have a pretty high percentage of people not going through background checks, but that's because we've been very vetted. Maybe everybody else should become vetted. I'm not concerned with what these guys have got going on because what they're describing wouldn't apply to me anyway. That would just mean more people would go get out and get a. If they were to pass this, they're talking about doing it for 28 days. They want a 28-day waiting period. In California, they have a 10-day waiting period. I'll be happy to go tell them, hey, you know, Elliot Rogers waited for 10 days three different times on his guns. Do you guys know who Elliot Rogers is? Do you? Because he waited for 30 days grand total for his three guns, and it didn't stop nothing, Jackson. He used his car. He used a hammer and a knife, and he used a gun. But, I mean, he was going to kill some people. What day is that, Pickens 1200? You going to it? We may need to go to this one. Go see these cats. Sign up to have our speaking. Now then, you know, the gun grabbers, if they would just come out and say, we don't like you having guns, that would be fine with me. If they would come out and say, we're afraid of you. Okay, I can get that. For them to come out and say, we want to keep guns out of the hands of the criminals and the mentally unstable. Okay, the criminals, we all know that's not going to happen. You guys are out there making out like there's an epidemic. Just the other day, your primary spokesman, Josh Earnest, got up there in front of the White House press corps and said, you know, nationally across the nation, violence is down. So which is it, guys? Because your zeal to take guns away from people is showing. It's like the hem of a shirt, a really bad shirt, and it's showing. I'm sure there's other things you guys could work on besides whether or not I've got a gun, which, by the way, I've got plenty of guns, and you can't have none of them. Okay? Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Those of you looking for a way to conceal a gun, the best way to conceal a gun, the most reasonably priced way to conceal a gun. Check this out.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring seal and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Yeah. Starting next week on Thursday, we'll be having Alien Gear here with us every week. So, check them out. I did not know this, but we are at the closing end of Suicide Prevention Week. And there's one organization that continues to move forward with a pilot program that partners with gun groups, shops, and gun owners in an effort to reduce the suicide rate. Now, I have long asked this question, and I almost feel sort of stupid for asking it as many times as I have, but why is it that with two-thirds of all gun deaths out there being suicides. Why aren't we attacking suicide? Suicide claims nearly 43,000 lives per year. Murders with guns claims 8,100 lives per year, unless you're in Chicago. A lot more there. In a staggering 49.9% of the suicides that occurred in 2014, the victim used a gun to take his or her own life. And of the roughly 33,000 gun-related deaths each year, suicide accounts for nearly two-thirds. So the overwhelming majority, 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are successful, meaning that those who choose other methods are more likely to survive a suicide attempt and therefore have the opportunity to get the help they need. While that's a nice stat to consider, at the same time, all you got to do is look at Japan, where they don't really have guns, period, where suicide is 54% higher. And, you know, that knocks that whole, well, if we could do something about the gun part of it, that's great. But let's keep things in context. This is called Project 2025 and hopes to significantly reduce those numbers by focusing on the most successful tool for suicide, firearms. So to this end, they have decided to work with the firearms community. And the firearms community has decided to work with them. As we would. The National Shooting Sports Foundation announced a partnership with the AFSP last month. And what is this guy's name? CEO Robert Gebbia. He took note that the partnership is a critical part of the project, which will focus on education, policies, and intervention programs. Project will also attempt to reach varying demographic and sociological groups. Gebbia said through Project 2025 analysis and the work of this partnership, we know that this public education has the potential to save thousands of lives. They currently have active programs in Alabama, Kentucky, Missouri, and New Mexico, but they hope to expand nationwide within 2 years. Now, this is great. That's superb. That the firearms community is working with an organization that seeks to limit suicide, to cut suicide in half. And they're going to do it by going after the source. They are aware of the tool used, so they're going to use the people that are involved with the tool used to help them minimize what's happening. This is a superb program. They have no idea how it's going to work. We'll see. I mean, I keep going back to this. When you look at the premature loss of life that happens in the United States, and that's about 2.5 million a year. Big two, cancer and heart disease. That's half of it right there. The big two. The first two are half. Then you got and I mean this against everybody in the profession except the DRGO, Dr. John. Then you got medical misadventure, which, depending on who you talk to, can be between 80 and 200,000 lives a year, depending on who you talk to. Now, right there, out of the 2.5 million dead that you got there, you've got 1.5 million right there. Why aren't we, I mean, heart disease is never tackled. It is never tackled. It's tackled in the chest pain unit. It's tackled with the stent brigade. I know lots of people that have stents. I'm glad I didn't have any stents when my big heart attack came, because I have heard that if you have stents, you can't have open heart surgery. And if open heart surgery was the only way to save me. I know people that have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of those things. What's going on? still, for all of us that have heart attacks, and that's 600, 650, 700,000 a year, that many of us die due to heart attack. And nothing is being done to prevent that. Cancer, we hear about the cancer research and all this other stuff, but that's nearly as many as heart disease and medical misadventure. Then you got drinking and tobacco and all this other stuff that contributes to this and that and the other. Down at the bottom all by itself is guns. Violence is down. Accidental shooting deaths are down. Suicide went down a little bit. Well, suicide with a gun went down by about 5 or 6%, and suicide went up 25% or something like that. I think I read that somewhere. So Here we have Project 2025. If you hear about their work, they're trying to do something, actually attacking something that I think should be looked at very hard. When they're out there trying to snatch our rights from us, they conflate the data and include these poor souls that kill themselves with a gun to take our rights from us, while completely glossing over the fact that these people killed themselves. This is the same thing as black-on-black crime. I don't understand why we would have a group of people systematically killing themselves or killing each other and use that to a political end without at least acknowledging what the tragedy is there. I don't get that at all. And it's in my former military mind, I have to sit back and simply say, hey, look, it's because they're totalitarian. They don't care about black Americans. They don't care about white Americans. They only care about their job, their power, their money. So all of us, all of the divided classes, we are all up for grabs as far as our votes, and we're all expendable as far as everything else after that happens. If bearing that in mind, you know, vote accordingly. It's coming up. You'll get a chance to make your voice heard. But we should be shouting. We shouldn't be whispering or anything else. Let's not do that way. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about an attorney who actually forced a gun maker out of business. And he's taken this time for whatever reason to reflect on his individual case and the American firearms culture, whatever that is. I guess that's a little bit like the American lawnmower culture, the American hedge trimmer culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife.
With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You see me shooting it. I got it from there first. And new sponsor, Primary Weapon System. Let's welcome them. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Indeed. Now, one thing that I meant to mention, and I mean the theme is about to get more blatant as the show goes on. We could very easily call this reviewing the gun grabbers edition today. We've already talked about some South Carolinian gun grabbers. Now let's talk about, you know, this is coming from the LA Times, so it'll be coming from their point of view, which is gun grabbing. And I'm going to give this to you verbatim. Okay, just so you can get a flavor for this. This is about the lawyer, you know. They start the little ditty out. For Californians, it's been a pretty good summer for gun control. In July, Governor Jerry Brown signed a package of bills that put some common sense restrictions on guns, background checks for ammunition purchases, outlawing the possession of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, closing the bullet button loophole that allowed an end around California's ban on assault rifles. In August, California became the first state to fund a center devoted to the study of gun violence and public health. The center will be based at UC Davis and run by Garen Wintemute, an emergency room physician who has worked tirelessly to promote the idea that gun violence is not just a public health hazard, but can be studied and prevented. I'm sure Dr. John Adine has a few things to say about him. Parentheses, they write, our wimpy Congress, by contrast, has prohibited spending money on such research
Why? Question mark. Because, as John Boehner once put it, a gun is not a disease. End parentheses. All of this good news put me in mind of Richard Ruggieri, a Berkeley attorney who has the distinction of being among the few product liability litigators who's ever driven a gun maker out of business. Ruggieri, 61, persuaded a jury that guns should be held to the same product safety standards as food processors. That victory, along with California's strict gun laws, has inarguably made our state safer. He told me Tuesday that he's tired of simplistic arguments over guns. He said, this is Berkeley, so there's a good portion of people who think, why don't we just make all the guns go away? He said this sitting on the front deck of his hillside home. Of course we have to have guns. I propose that we recognize the Second Amendment is here to stay. Maybe I can't say you can't have a gun. Maybe, God forbid, I can't say you can't carry a gun walking down the street. But I sure as hell can say that if you're going to exercise your Second Amendment right and carry a gun, I am entitled for my protection as a bystander to have you have a level of training, counseling, and background checks, and of course, two guns that work properly. In 2003, Ruggieri tried a lawsuit against Bruce Jennings, a notorious Southern California gun maker who did business under a variety of names, including Bryco Arms. Jennings was the scion of a family whose intertwined firearms companies were known as the Ring of Fire, a phrase coined by Wintemute. Over 40 years, these companies had produced millions of cheap weapons, Saturday night specials that were used in the commission of thousands of crimes. Ruggieri represented Brandon Maxfield, who became a quadriplegic in 1994 at age 7, after a babysitter accidentally shot him with a defective Bryco Arms Model 38 pistol. The effect was egregious. The gun safety had to be off before the gun could be unloaded. Ruggieri said, why, when you have a food processor, do you require us to put the top on before the blade starts spinning? Well, that's so you don't cut off your fingers. What if the food processor required you to take off the lid before you could spin the blades? That's basically what Brandon's gun did. And in 2003, a civil jury unanimously awarded Maxfield $24 million. Jennings, who had no insurance, was personally on the hook. He declared bankruptcy and scooted off to Florida, where generous homestead laws allow residents to shelter unlimited amounts of home equity from creditors. Maxfield's extraordinary victory had driven a stake through the heart of the Ring of Fire. Over the time, Maxfield has recovered $8 million, but he still held out hope that he'd be paid the full amount. With each month that passes, the balance grows. Ruggieri, for his part, has been working for years to recover the money. In 2012, he learned that Jennings, 67, had pleaded guilty to possession and distribution of child pornography in Florida and had been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. Authorities who put him in the upper tier of pornographers found thousands of images and videos of children on his computers. Because Jennings' million-dollar home was used in the commission of his crimes, Jennings agreed to put it up for sale and forfeit half the value to the federal government. Ruggieri was certain he'd be able to capture the remaining $500,000 for Maxfield, now 27, who lives in Willits with his parents and still requires expensive medical care. But Jennings was able to hammer out a deal with federal prosecutors that let his wife keep the balance from the home sale. His wife's attorneys argued that she was a victim, too, and did not deserve to be penalized. Ruggieri appealed. In July, the Justice Department's asset forfeiture and money laundering section refused to reconsider. We didn't know the feds would swoop in and undermine, as Ruggieri said. An agreement like that is just wrong on its face. One of the things the jurors learned during Jennings' civil trial, chronicled in the book Move to Fire by journalist Michael Harkins, was that most of the cheap guns were sold to people who didn't know very much about them. Ruggieri told the jury, this is a very low-cost, low-quality firearm, sold primarily in pawn shops to people who have little to no experience or training. This gun defines its own market because people with experience or training don't buy guns like this. Thankfully, that market has dried up. Instead of being infamous for producing some of the worst guns in the country, California is now better known for having the strictest gun laws in the nation. Its willingness to study gun violence is a public health hazard and a crime rate that is lower than it's been in decades. That's spiking right now in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Sanctuary cities all, by the way. Okay, so this guy, I'm familiar with Jennings pistols and Ryko. I've never owned one. Wouldn't own one. Not necessarily because I'm a snob. Just too small for me. Interesting that they're saying that only uneducated people bought them. So are they saying, they're saying black people bought them is what they're saying. That's their code word, uneducated. That's their code word for black. And they were cheap. So they're also saying that poor people bought them. So poor people that are black should not be able to have a means of self-defense. And for all those guns, there was millions of those guns sold. If the problem was the gun, California wouldn't have any poor people there. California wouldn't have a bunch of rich people there either because they would have been killed because of the guns, but it wasn't about the guns. So in California, what their code, you know, translation of what they've got, now it's harder for somebody that's poor to have a gun, and we've managed to separate black people from guns by getting rid of this one gun that they can afford. This is just like the Civil War all over again, and they're happy about it. Common sense gun, it's common sense to go through a background check for ammunition. I can't wait to see that one fall on its face because they've already tried that in California and they found out there was no way to build a database for that, so they've abandoned it. I'm sure Kamala Harris will try to appropriate funds, but sooner or later, they're going to go bankrupt in California because they only have like the billionaires and then they have the people living in poverty that are the entitlement class. They have no middle class. Businesses are leaving California in droves. So right now, Moonbeam is he's at the helm of the Titanic, watching it go down while they play the violins. Okay, they ran this guy out. I guess they were also making the point that we're all child pornographers or something. I don't know. Thanks, LA Times. You've cleared up a lot of things for me, I think. We'll be right back. Hour number two is coming up. This is Lock and Load. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.